can. You know, whatever you need, whatever it is, I've always been there to ask you and work with you. I still committed to that same thing tomorrow, as I always have been with you. And thank you. I appreciate you.
I don't see any other officers in here, but I wanted to say thank you to all the officers that served Fairfield, and thank you for your 44 years. Sergeant, thank you for stepping up, and while the chief was out, I just really appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
Not much more to say other than I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. This is really, really nice to have this kind of a turnout. We'd like to see it at every meeting. And
we're
going to
have to
pass
the chairs.
We're working on it.
Chief, welcome back.
And I would like to say thank you once again for all coming out. I would like Chief to know that we have, I as a mayor and we as a council are going to stand behind you and what your officers need. We need to make the best police department, have the best officers, have the best equipment for them, and that's just something that we're going to have to discuss and see what we need to improve the equipment they have, the officers we have. We've come a long way over the years since I've been here. You know, we've come a long way in our officers' pay. We've made it very competitive for a city our size. But I think we owe our officers the best that we can give. Whether it be the best leadership, the best equipment, I believe we owe them that. And so, once again, I'd like to applaud our officers for all that they do and you know, the millions of things they put up with every day.
Hey, I'll move with John because Eric needs to quit.
Yeah, I see. Missy turned it up. That's my quit. She got cold over there.
She guilty.
Yeah, I knew she turned it off.
I hate that. Yes. I'm sorry. The little lady that was talking first, do you know her name? Betty Trask. And the guy, that man right there, his name?
The one standing in the door?
Yes.
That is Barry Capps.
Barry Capps. Mm-hmm.